Welcome and thank you for being here. It's an honor and privilege to be the next general manager of the Houston Texans. This will be a partnership and collaborative process with the McNairs, Coach O'Brien, and the rest of the Texans organization in our quest to build a winner that our city and fan base can be proud of.
Well, first of all, congratulations and welcome back. But what makes you the guy for the job?
First of all, I'm ready to lead. A tremendous amount of gratitude and thanks to the McNair family for entrusting me with a large amount of responsibility. My working relationship with people and within the organization, hopefully merited consideration. And lastly, this is a great opportunity in a very competitive division to partner with a wonderful coach and a skilled coach like Coach O'Brien.
Hey, good job. Good drive. Let's keep it going now. Let's keep it going.
He's talked about it. You've talked about it. We've heard the word alignment. You know, what do you guys mean when you say alignment? And what's that? How does that pertain to what you do?
So philosophical alignment for me just isn't what you see on Sundays in terms of the results, the wins or the losses. But equally, it's just how to run a winning and championship football operation and football program. Number one, it's for the types of players as it relates to how we build our roster. That's critically important. What do we want our players physically to look like? Number two, what kind of skills do we want these players to have? What are the critical factors and what are the position specifics? Number three for me is what is the intangible profile of these players in terms of their makeup, their character, their football character. Those are the things I think for Coach O'Brien, they're pretty seamless. And number four, like our passion and love for the game.
Hey, I told you, see what I'm saying? Inside every time. You know what I'm saying?
And we want to bring in players and staff, staff members and people in this organization who love the game of football. And I think when those things are philosophically aligned, it's much easier to build a championship and winning football environment, football culture, and football operation.
Ball is out, and it's picked up by Clowney, running to his left. 15, 10, 5, rock and roll! Jadeveon Clowney!
And that love of the game, you know, that permeates throughout the building here. I guess that made it a little bit easier for you. Not that it was tough, but made it easier to come back here, didn't it?
Certainly did. But equally for me, I've been around the game since I was 10 years old, since I was in fifth grade. And for a long time, I always knew I wanted to have a career in football. But I'm proud of the career arc and the career path that I took because I literally started at the bottom in every phase of my football career, from my playing days, worked my way up to the top, and then equally working in the front office, starting out as a low-level scouting assistant at the New York Jets in 1999, and that's how I met Coach Parcells.
He's obviously one of your big influences in your career.
Well, Coach Parcells' resume certainly speaks for itself, just to touch on that briefly, but I can't say this enough, but he really taught me the value and the essence of building a strong football program and what a football culture looked like. That's equally as important. I had a chance to witness it get built and not just hear about it or read about it.
Well, what's your biggest challenge this winter and spring right off the bat?
So coming into the organization now in the month of January, the draft process is 60% down the road already. The good news about that is my responsibilities with the Buffalo Bills were heavily involved in the pre-draft preparation, so I've seen a good amount of prospects already. A lot of meetings are occurring right now, a lot of rankings, a lot of grades, a lot of presentations, a lot of assignments. So it's an all-encompassing volume in terms of the scouts' responsibilities at the moment. It's my job to bring all that together and make it a concise vision about what the plan would be.
Well, we're glad you're back. Looking forward to a bright future, and can't wait to get it started.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Joe.